This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Israel is hopeful that a significant number of hostages could be released by Hamas in the coming days. Israeli Ambassador to the United States Michael Herzog said that in an interview on ABC's This Week on Sunday. The government of Qatar, which is helping to negotiate the deal, the Qatari prime minister said on Sunday he too is hopeful.
The sticking points, at this stage are more practical, logistical, not really something represent the core of the deal.
It's believed the deal might involve 50 Israeli hostages being held by Hamas in exchange for 50 Palestinians being held by Israel. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. At least 9 people died when a concrete wall collapsed in one of the tunnels in a busy avenue in Santo Domingo on Saturday, result of heavy floods and rains caused by the passage of a tropical disturbance that's been battering the west of the Caribbean. At the UN meeting to end plastic, a huge criticism from Greenpeace.
The hard truth is at INC3 here in Nairobi, Kenya, we are not where we need to be. We are talking in circles and pandering to a few countries that are not negotiating in good faith. And all the while, the fossil fuel industry is expanding plastic production at the expense of our climate, biodiversity, and human health.
Graham Forbes with Greenpeace, who says the United States and the European Union need to show greater leadership than they have so far. The polls are open in Argentina as Argentines elect a new president. Argentina has been crushed by crippling inflation. That has taken center stage in the runoff election.